Jacopo Palma il Vecchio, like his better-known contemporaries Giorgione and Titian, has often been credited with revolutionizing Venetian painting in the early 16th century. He specialized in the depiction of idealized women, often in lush Arcadian settings. This Venus and Cupid in a landscape from about 1515 shows the Roman goddess almost nude, reclining against a mossy rock, with her son Cupid by her side. Her sensuous body is spread out against a landscape filled with luxuriant flora and fauna. Only a few years earlier, Giorgione had first depicted Venus as a reclining nude, an approach quickly embraced by other artists. Here, Palma Vecchio depicted the goddess in fluid brushstrokes, emphasizing her soft, seductive contours and smooth flesh. The landscape, in contrast, is captured with almost scientific accuracy, each form sharply delineated. Don't miss, for example, the minutely rendered birds amongst the flowers and grasses, or the rabbit peering out beneath Venus's white drapery. Such details, along with the cool, pearlescent colors, suggest that Palma Vecchio may have been assisted by a northern landscape painter. In the 16th century, there was a tremendous amount of exchange between Venetians and other European painters, and many Dutch, Flemish, and German artists worked in Venice. The figure of Cupid, with his bow and arrow in the very center of the composition, reminds us that the theme of the image is love. At some point in the picture's history, the infant was painted over, only to be uncovered after the canvas became part of the Norton Simon collection. Conservators decided to restore his image, in keeping with Palma Vecchio's original intentions.